KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with high school basketball, we had a game for you on the radio last night. The Riverside Bulldogs picked up their second win of the boys' hoop season with a 52-30 win over the Griswold Tigers. The Bulldogs took advantage of some outside looks against the Griswold zone and shot well enough to make the difference. Riverside connected on six threes in the opening half, took a 26-15 lead into the break. Riverside head coach Nicholas Kroon felt they attacked the zone well from the outside.
Yeah, I think we finished 8 of 18, so a pretty good clip for us. I know sometimes you get duped with a 2-3 where they sink in and if you're not hitting. So we really talked about offensive rebounding. So we hit the outside shot well, it was good. And then the offensive rebound, we had 12. So I think the most offensive rebounds we had in a previous game was 5. So we said if we're going to miss shots, we want to make sure we get rebounds. We didn't do as much in the first half. I thought we came out in the second half and did a really good job.
Drake Woods knocked down 3 of those triples in the first half, added 2 more in the third quarter to help the Bulldogs push away. They expanded the lead to 18 by the end of the third and then sealed the game with 9 of 10 shooting from the foul line in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs did a nice job taking care of the ball, and Coach Kroon said that was a huge difference from other games that they haven't had success in.
But that's big, too, for us, having only 7 turnovers. So, you know, we're averaging, hopefully, I think we may be just south of 20 turnovers a game now. So, you know, our goal is to be below 12 and to get 7. That's big for us because we want field goal attempts instead of turnovers.
Woods finished with 16 points to lead all scorers in the game. Riverside also got 12 from Brogan Allensworth, who had an active night rebounding and blocking some shots as well. The Bulldogs improved to 2-7 on the season. They'll next host Logan Magnolia tonight. Griswold got 15 points from Jaden Amend, but no other Tiger finished in double figures. The Tigers are still searching for their first win and fall to 0-9 on the year. They will play host to Essex here tonight. That's a game you can see over on Grizz Tiger Vision on the KJN Video Network. Also, another area basketball scores last night in boys' play. It was Audubon topping Arweva 79-43. Murray was a 74-50 winner over East Union. Shenandoah picked up a 58-35 win over Fremont Mills, and Traynor a 70-38 win over Underwood. In girls' hoops, it was East Union 52-42 over Murray. Falls City Sacred Heart a 48-34 win over Sydney. Shenandoah 47-38 over Fremont Mills, and Traynor was a 33-26 winner over Underwood. Let's look at high school basketball scoreboard there from last night. Also on the high school basketball front, the Girls Athletic Union releasing the latest girls rankings yesterday. And in Class 1A, Montezuma is top ranked, followed by Newell Fonda, Marquette Catholic, North Mahaska, and Bishop Garrigan. Exira EHK bumps up a couple spots to number 12 this week, and St. Albert jumps into the poll at number 14. In Class 2A, Cascade is top ranked, followed by West Hancock, North Lynn, Osage, and MFL Marmac. HSTW is number 11, and Mount Air at 13. IKM Manning moving into the poll at number 15. Logan Magnolia drops out this week. In Class 3A, Bishop Heelan is top ranked, followed by Crestwood, Dyke New Hartford, North Polk, and Clear Lake. Red Oak is at number 6. And in Class 4A, North Scott is top ranked, followed by Marion, Centerpoint Urbana, Glenwood, and Gilbert rounding out the top 5. It's Lewis Central at 7 and Carroll at 13. And in Class 5A, Iowa City High is top ranked, followed by Southeast Polk, Johnston, Dowling Catholic, and Cedar Rapids Prairie. Abraham Lincoln up a spot to number 14 here this week. That's a look at your latest girls basketball rankings. Moving on to high school wrestling action. Lots of that around the area last night. The Atlantic Cam squad competed in a triangular up at Denison, and it was Harlan taking a close victory, and they take the command of the lead in the dual team standings in the Hawkeye 10 as they picked up a 42-30 victory over Atlantic Cam. Also, Harlan topping Denison Schleswig 65-15, and Atlantic Cam picked up a 53-28 win over Denison Schleswig. Double winners on the night for the Atlantic Cam squad included Easton O'Brien, Abram Moore, Joe Weaver, Caden Suitsman, and also Kale Roller. In a quad at AHSTW, it was the Vikings picking up 3 wins, 52-24 over East Mills, 45-9 over ACGC, and 72-0 over Griswold. East Mills with a couple of wins, 39-34 over ACGC, 60-12 over Griswold, and ACGC topped Griswold 42-18. In a triangular at Central Decatur, it was winter set with a couple of victories, 63-15 over Bedford Lennox and 71-3 over Central Decatur. Bedford Lennox topped Central Decatur 42-39. In a duel at Grant City, it was Mount Air topping South Harrison 48-20. In a quad at Greene County, it was Greene County 60-18 over Audubon. Ogden tops Audubon 48-24, and Southeast Valley also beating the Wheelers 48-16. In a quad at Shenandoah, it was Red Oak picking up three wins as Red Oak topped Glenwood 48-30. They beat Lewis Central. It was actually a tie at 39, but Red Oak won on criteria. And Red Oak also a 74-0 winner over Shenandoah. Lewis Central tops Glenwood 51-24, and they were 72-6 winners over Shan. Glenwood topping Shenandoah 60-12. In a triangular at Sioux City West, it was Bishop Heelan 63-12 over Thomas Jefferson, and Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City West 42-39. In a quad at St. Albert, it was Creston Orion Maxburg picking up three victories, 52-24 over Clarinda, 71-7 over St. Albert, and 45-27 over Kemper Catholic. Clarinda was a two-time winner, 47-36 over St. Albert and 42-36 over Kemper, and Kemper Catholic beating St. Albert 54-18. In a duel at Trainer, it was Conestoga, Nebraska defeating Trainer 49-21. In a triangular at Tri-Center, it was Logan Magnolio continuing their strong week with a couple of dual wins, 61-15 over Tri-Center and 61-17 over West Central Valley. And then West Central Valley topped Tri-Center 39-36. Let's look at your wrestling scoreboard from last night. Moving on to college basketball. On women's play last night, it was the Iowa Hawkeye women claiming their 29th straight home victory, 66-61, over 17th-ranked Maryland. The Hawkeyes won despite being out-rebounded 59-35. The Terrapins had 38 offensive rebounds.
But I'm just so proud of our team. You know, we battled through so much adversity tonight. You know, having 23 turnovers and then getting out-rebounded by them significantly and still being able to manage a five-point victory against the number 17 team in the country. Amazing.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Kathleen Doyle at 21 points. Mackenzie Meyer added 20 as the Hawks improved to 3-1 in the Big Ten. They host Big Ten leader Indiana on Sunday afternoon. Coming up here tonight, the UNI women are on the road to take on Southern Illinois. That's a 6 o'clock start. And Drake will be at number 20 Missouri State for a 7 o'clock start here this evening. On the men's side, in top 25 action, top-ranked Gonzaga was able to play a relaxed 40 minutes on Thursday following a pair of close calls against West Coast Conference foes. Joel Ayayi provided 20 points, and Philip Petrusev added 17, and the Bulldogs clobbered San Diego 94-50. Also, Cassius Winston scored 18 of his 27 in the second half. Michigan State 74-58 win over Minnesota. Will Richardson accounted for 7 of Oregon's 8 points in overtime as the Ducks held off number 24 Arizona 74-73. Xavier Simpson scored 22 points and John Teske added 18 as the 19th-ranked Michigan Wolverines downed Purdue 84-78 in double overtime. And Jamarius Burton scored 16 points. Eric Stevenson had 12 for Wichita State in a 76-67 downing of number 21 Memphis. And Iowa is expected to be without leading three-point shooter C.J. Frederick for tonight's game against 12th-ranked Maryland. Frederick missed this week's loss at Nebraska with a foot injury, becoming the third Hawkeye starter to go down.
We're not the only team that's going through this. We're not the only team in this league that's going through this. This guy's injured. This guy's leave. Bottom line is we have other players that we believe in, or they wouldn't be wearing this uniform.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Frederick's injury means Iowa's thin roster will need to log even more minutes. Iowa's coming off a game in which they made only 4 of 33 from three-point range.
And even though we didn't shoot it well the other night, you watched the film and we took good shots. Guys were open. We moved it. We shot it. It didn't go in. It's best, you know, you can ask for. And I think that has to continue.
And we'll have that game for you tonight here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Pregame at 5, tip-off in Iowa City. Carver Hawkeye Arena will be at 6 o'clock here this evening. In an NFL note, Adam Thielen had a terrific game against the New Orleans Saints last weekend, grabbing 7 passes for 129 yards in the Vikings' 26-20 overtime win. There's now a chance the Vikings could be without their top wide receiver for Saturday's NFC Divisional playoff game against San Francisco. Thielen suffered a left ankle injury during practice Wednesday and was wearing a wrap on it Thursday. He declined to specify the nature or severity of the injury. He played in only 8 full games during the regular season, limited by a hamstring injury he aggravated twice. Minnesota wide receiver Stephon Diggs returned to practice Thursday after sitting out the previous 2 days because of illness. And in a college football note, Mississippi State has hired Washington State's Mike Leach as their new head football coach, replacing Joe Moorhead. Leach took over a program that had been mired in the Pac-12 basement and went to 5 straight bowl games, including a school record 11 victories in 2018. He finished 55-47 in 8 seasons with the Cougars and is 139-90 as a college football coach for both Washington State and Texas Tech. Moorhead was fired last week after going 14-12 in 2 years with the Bulldogs, including a 6-7 mark here this season. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.